Now, Iranian foreign minister has slammed as selective recently released U.S. documents which accuse Iran of having links with al-Qaeda terror group. Mohammad Javad Zarif says allegations against Iran cannot whitewash the role of U.S. allies in the September 11 terror attacks on U.S. soil. Top Iranian diplomat says accusations point to a, quote, record low for the reach of petrodollars. Earlier, U.S. Central Intelligence Agency released a 19-page report detailing alleged links between Iran and al-Qaeda. CIA says reports based on documents seized during the 2011 raid, which led to the death of Saudi-born al-Qaeda leader in Pakistan. Iran has repeatedly denied having any ties with the terror group. And joining us out of California for more on the story is Mr. Alexander Azargan, professor of international political economy. Hello, professor, and thanks for joining us back on the program. 15 of the 19 hijackers, Saudi nationals, their leader supposedly Osama bin Laden, a Saudi national with links to the royal family, and here we are trying to drag Iran into this. Why?
Thank you, Mario, for your invitation. It's always good to be with Press TV. The very quick answer to that question is that we are seeing the beginning of the collaboration of Trump and the deep state. These claims are totally, utterly, categorically fabricated and false. Al-Qaeda, right from the beginning, from its very outset, was an anti-Iran, anti-Shia Islam movement with its ideology straight from the Wahhabi madrasas in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the head of the snake itself, Saudi Arabia. I see the hands of the Saudis, especially the new architect himself, the so-called Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Let us not forget that according to Washington, and as you mentioned, 15 out of the 9 hijacker stories, I'm not even gonna go into that. But of course, the true story involves much more complexity, and we cannot ignore the beneficiary of the pro bono policy, which has been none other than the Israeli regime, who benefited the most from 9/11. They had one enemy after another eliminated. I'm talking about heads of state, starting with Saddam Hussein, and thankfully they lost when it comes to Syria. And let us not forget that the Saudis, according to CIA's own propaganda radio station in Prague, and I'm not going to call them which one, they stated that Saudi Arabia funds around $150 million last year. They funded $150 million last year to these Iranophobic think tanks in Washington and elsewhere to produce these pseudo-academic false stories in order to demonize Iran. And what we are seeing right now is a manifestation of that policy. Whatever report the corrosive elements within Washington produce are fabrications. This comes at a time when there were some revelations about what happened in 1963 with President Kennedy, and they're trying to muddy the water and take advantage of that atmosphere to produce this false story, this strategic manipulation of public perception, mostly within the United States. Anyone who knows anything about 9/11, of course, at an unofficial capacity, knows that that 15 out of 9/11 hijacking story, that's the official stance. But anyone who knows anything knows that they're trying to muddy the water. They're trying to pervert the perception of the people.
And what? I didn't mean to cut you off. Pardon, but what if we even, let's just forget about 9/11. Let's talk about current day events. Isn't Iran part of the coalition fighting Al Qaeda, ISIS, which Daesh was an offshoot of Al Qaeda in Iraq and in Syria and Iraq? Iran is, in the battle against terror, against al-Qaeda. Does this make sense?
Well, it makes sense only in the minds of those illiterate American electorate who voted for somebody like Mr. Trump and who voted twice for Bush and Cheney. Even though Iran, the Al-Quds Force and the IRGC are spearheading this fight against these Daesh savages, the public here cannot even tell the difference. So this is what I meant by the perversion of perception. They're trying to couple Iran with this enemy that they themselves have supported and created since 2012 in the special camps of Jordan. They're trying to kind of couple them with Iran. They're trying to manufacture consent for another war. This time it's going to be against Iran. And I've said from the very outset, before Mr. Trump even got into office, is that this man should be taken seriously. The empty threats that he put out, the Iranophobic language that he put out, the Islamophobic language that he put out. He's actually manifesting a lot of it, and he's got Mr. Netanyahu by his side, who's totally encouraging him. He's got these neocon think tanks who are not on board, and the irony of this all is that the deep state, the corrosive elements within the deep state, which Mr. Trump was actually trying to alienate, are all on board. So this was a sick joke on those who voted for Mr. Trump, and he's going to go according to what is being laid down to him, according to what is being handed out to him in demonizing Iran. My counsel to the Iranians is that you should take this very, very seriously. And of course, we should take advantage of this situation once and for all. I think we should, the NAM nations, the non-aligned movement nations, should spearhead a study, some kind of an effort about what really happened with 9/11. And of course, and sad to say, when it comes to these deep security issues, a lot of times, a lot of these countries, I'm afraid, are bought out by Washington in order to remain their silence.
Thank you for joining us and for your input, Professor Alexander Ozodgun, Professor of International Political Economy, joining us, sir, out of California.